Hi there. Welcome to FOSDEM and to my session about the Disco API from Fuji. So first of all, some words about me. So my name is Gerrit Grunwald. I'm working for Azul as a senior developer advocate. I'm also a JUG leader, Java champion and other stuff, but I'm mainly involved in helping with the Fuji.io, which is a new platform that we created to collect all things Java. So, but now let's take a look at the topics I would like to talk about today. It's first of all, I will give you a short description of the problems that we see at Fuji. Then I will dive into the Fuji Discovery API that I will name now Disco API. I will show you some use cases for the Disco API, and then after all, some demos. Okay, so as an example, to give you an idea why we think it might make sense to have the Disco API. Let's say you need JDK 11.0.8, then you, at the current time, you have some problems like, first problem might be, which distribution should I choose, right? Second problem then is, does this distribution has 11.0.8 available? So you don't know. Third problem is, does the distribution support your operating system? Because we have Linux, Mac, Windows, so you never know, there are also other ones. Then the fourth problem is where to get it from, right? So every distribution seems to have their own places where you get the JDKs from. And the fifth problem is, are you allowed to use it at all? Because sometimes there are some license agreements involved and so on and so on. So that who the had the choice, right? You know, that is really not that easy because we have Adapt OpenJDK, we have Coreto, we have Dragonwell, we have GraalVM Community Edition, Liberica, OJDK Build, Oracle JDK, Oracle OpenJDK, Red Hat, SAP Machine, Zulu, and there are others. So that means the current situation is like we have many different distributions. Not all distributions support all versions. Most distributions are free, but some of them are not. Some distributions have special features that others have not. And every distribution has its own way to get the packages, right? So this is really not that easy in these days to get a JDK sometimes. So the idea that we had at Fuji is, what about having a general API that serves information about distributions, versions, platforms, operating systems, architectures, archive types like file extensions, release status like general availability or early access, terms of support, long-term support, mid-term support, short-term support, package types, right? So overall, that leads us to the Disco API, right? So the Disco API is a general purpose API to discover JDKs and JREs. That's the main idea of it. And we support at the moment distributions from Adapt OpenJDK, Coreto, Dragonwell, GraalVM Community Edition, Liberica, OJDK Build, Oracle, Oracle OpenJDK, Red Hat, SAP Machine, and Zulu. Versions that we have available in the API at the moment are greater than or equal to version 6, but that really depends on the distribution. So we can't really, it's not our decision, right? So some distributions offer version 6, others not. Then operating systems, that also depends on the distribution, but we have Windows, Linux, Mac, Solaris, QNX, and AIX. Architectures, you can read it. It's too many, but we support most of them. When I say we support, then that means we have the links to the JDKs for these architectures. And release types, of course, early access, general availability. And terms of support, which is short-term support, mid-term support, and long-term support. And we will always use the shortcut like STS, MTS, and LTS, right? And of course, archive types, which is the file extensions, right, that we have available. So the Disco API is a REST API, so it comes with a REST endpoints that you can call to get the information from. And mainly we have four of them. So it's this is the URL. It's https://apifuji.io/disco/v1.0. And then we have the first endpoint, which is major versions. Then we have distributions, packages, and ephemeral IDs. So the ephemeral IDs, I will come later on to this point, and now we will dig shortly into each of these different REST endpoints. So first of all, it's the major versions, and you can already assume what you get when you call the major versions, right? So it has different URL parameters. So you have either EA for early access, or you have GA for general availability. And there is a third one, which is maintained. And that means this should give you a list of major versions that are currently actively maintained, which means there are new updates coming for these versions at the moment. And this might change over time, right? And at the moment, this is 8, 11, 13, 16 EA, and 17 EA for sure, because they are under development right now. So if you call the major versions endpoint, then it will give you something like that. If you just call the plain major versions endpoint without any URL parameter, then it will give you a list of all major versions, including early access versions, in a JSON format. And it looks like on this list that you see here. So you get the version number, the major version number. You get the term of support. That means it gives you the info if it is a long-term support version, a short-term support version, or a mid-term support version. It gives you information if this version is a maintained one or not. And then it gives you a list of all versions that we have in the database. That means this is aggregated from all distributions. So that means it doesn't mean that in this case, for example, 1501 EA is available for all distributions, right? It's just we have that in the list from one or more distributions, that's for sure. So then we have, for example, the possibility to call something like latest SDS. That means it's the latest short-term support versions. The latest MTS, latest midterm support version, or latest LTS, latest long-term support version. And you can also ask it for the latest general availability version, latest early access version. Or you can directly ask the major versions endpoint for a specific version. In this case, for example, version 13, right? And if you would like to include the early access builds of version 13, you just add a /EA. Let's take a look at that. So the latest STS, for example, will give you version 14, which is not maintained anymore. And we have version 14, 1401, and 1402 available. If you call latest MTS, it will give you 15, which is the current one, which is maintained, as you can see. And we have 15 and 1501. And the latest long-term support version is 11. And you see all the versions that we have available. The latest one is 11.0.9.1. It was one of the rare ones that have a patch update. All right, so if you call for the latest GA, it's again 15, because that's the latest version that is available right now. 16 is coming soon in March, but at the moment it's still 15. And the latest EA is 17 EA, which is available at the moment. So now if you take a look at a specific version, let's say 13, then you will get something like this. You can just ask for version 13. It gives you the information about version 13, including all GA builds. There are no EA builds in here. And if you add a /EA, you will get the same, but then you get also the information about EA builds that are available of version 13. The next endpoint that we have is the distributions endpoint. And that's quite simple, and it's obvious what it does, right? So it gives you either a list of all distributions that we have available, or you can get information about a specific distribution. So let's take a look at it. If you just call slash distributions, it will return a list of all distributions that we have, including all their general availability and early access updates in JSON format. In this case, you see it's a JSON array and it starts with the adapt OpenJDK, and you see all these versions that they have available. And if you, for example, would like to know something about a specific distribution, like in this example it's Zulu, then you just call it with slash Zulu, and then you get all the information about Zulu. So that means the API parameter that you use to call other stuff, and all the versions that we have available for Zulu. And this is now just a JSON object. And the third endpoint, which is the packages, this is the most complex one because it has a lot of different URL parameters, like version, from version, to version, version by definition, distro, architecture, archive type, package type, operating system, libc type, release status, term of support, bitness, JavaFX bundled, and directly downloadable. And there is one called latest. So these are all parameters that you can use when you call this API REST endpoint. And the directly downloadable has a little star on it, and there is a reason for it. It means, as the name says, this one can directly be downloaded, right? If this is true. For Oracle JDK and for Red Hat JDK, this is not the case. Because if you go to the Oracle page to download a JDK, you have to click through the page to accept some license agreements. The same is true for Red Hat, where you have to log in with your login account, with your user account, to get to the downloads. So what we do, we can ask for the versions that are available, for example, from Red Hat or Oracle. But if you would like to download it, we can just provide you the link to their download page. And then you can open that in the browser and you have to download it on your own. But we won't support this also for license reasons. It's just, it would be possible technically, but we won't do it. Okay. So if you just call the packages endpoint, you will get a list of all packages that we have available in JSON format. And it will look like something like this. So each package has an ID, and then you see the archive type, which is in principle the file extension, and the distribution, the name, the major version, the Java version. Then there is a distribution version, which could be different because every distribution has its own internal versions. At least most of them. There's a flag that says latest build available. Just shows you if this is really the latest one, because sometimes you have from the same version different builds. There's a release status, term of support, operating system, libc type, which is, you might know Alpine Linux. It's the more compact versions, and this is in principle just using a different libc type, which is the musl one for Alpine. And so we decided to, instead of because the operating system is still Linux, so we decided to just have Linux as operating system, and we make the differentiation in the libc type, right? The architecture, package type, JavaFX bundled, because some of the JDKs come with JavaFX bundled. If it's directly downloadable, then there's the file name, and then you see the ephemeral ID, where we will come to later on. This is needed to download really the package, because you see there is no direct link here in this JSON response. The ephemeral IDs endpoint is functioning as follows. Each package has this ID. So if you would download the package, you have to call the ephemeral IDs endpoint with this ID, right? And then you get a JSON response like this. It gives you again the file name, and it gives you the direct download URI, if it's available. If it's Oracle or Red Hat, then you will get a link to the download page. And we do this because somehow we also would like to track how many downloads do we have from different JDKs? Of course, we would like to know that. And for this reason, we have to somehow find a way. So the ephemeral ID will change every 10 minutes. So you can't just download all the IDs and then just get all the JDK links. And so you just have to do two calls to download really a JDK. The Fujay Disco API is available on GitHub, the source code. And as you can see, it's Fujay 2020/Disco API. So there you can take a look at the code. It's mainly just parsing different websites, GitHub, and all other places to collect and aggregate all the information about the available JDKs. So now let me give you some use cases where you can use this API for. First one would be, I need the latest JDK, what is available, right? It's sometimes you just don't know, you just would like to know, what is the latest, just give me the latest. So in this case, you would like, you call the packages endpoint, say package type equals JDK, latest equals overall. And then you will get a list of all distributions with the latest available JDK, which is at the moment 15.01. As soon as 16 is GA, we will have something like 16 as the latest one, right? And then you will get it, in this case, you get for all operating systems and all architectures and so on, because we didn't really specify more than that. Next one would be, what versions are available in distribution XYZ? Right, sometimes you would like to know, okay, for example, Zulu. What versions does Zulu support? So you, in this case, you call the distributions endpoint with /Zulu, and then you get the list with all the versions that the Zulu distribution supports. And it's too long to get it on this screen. Right, so you can use that. And it's including early access. So it's GA and EA. Next one would be, who has version 11.091, right? So in this case, you would call again the packages endpoint and say version equals, and then you give it 11.091. And it will return a list of all packages that have the version number 11.0.9.1 from all distributions. If you now specify distributions, then it will give you just the distributions back. So you can really drill down to the specific package. You could also say only the ones that have this version bundled with JavaFX, or just as the JRE, or just for x86, or whatever. So you can drill that down, but this is just examples. A more specific example would be, give me the latest long-term support JDK for macOS, including JavaFX, right? So this is a little bit longer URL request, which is like this. It's again the packages endpoint. You ask for version by definition latest LTS, because you don't know which one is the latest. Then you say the package type should be a JDK, operating system should be macOS, and I would like to have JavaFX bundled, and it should be the latest per version, right? So that means the latest build for that version. And then you get a response like you see on the left side, right? So you get all the JDKs from all distributions that have these parameters, like macOS, long-term support, including FX, and it should be a JDK, and the latest version. Next point could be, is there an update available for 11.0.8? So you have an existing JDK, you would like to know, are there any updates now? Is this the latest one? I don't know. So you can just simply call the major versions endpoint with 11, and you get a list of the major version 11, and with all the versions that we support. And the first one is the one with the highest number. And then you see it's 11.0.9.1, which is, of course, newer than 11.0.8. So you know this is the one that you should download then. Another one would be, I need JDK 1.8.0_275 for Windows as MSI, right? We support this also this version format. You could also say 8.0.275, or you can just type in 1.8.0_275. So this will be taken by the API. And again, it will return the right list of JDKs that fit to this request, right? So, and as I said, you can ask for nearly all parameters that are on this that you can see in the JSON response. So you can ask for the archive type, for the distribution, the major version, the Java version, whatever you like, and you can really drill down to a specific package for your machine or your operating system or whatever architecture for the stuff that you need. So let me give you some demos where we used already the Disco API. So we have, for example, created a NetBeans plugin where this is just a screenshot now, where you can see it has this functionality inbuilt in your IDE, right? So you can go into NetBeans, install the plugin, and then you can from there download a package of your choice. You select the distribution, the version, the bundle type, and so on. This is just one screenshot. We have also versions where you can drill down, as you can see in the next screens. And this is work in progress, so that means we are still not finished with all these things. But to make it available, you can find it also on GitHub in, again, fuj2020/nb-plugin2, which is the NetBeans plugin stuff, if you would like to take a look there. But as I said, this is work in progress. The next one is a Visual Studio Code plugin. We also are working on that one. And in this is a little bit more complex already. we have different abilities to get a JDK within Visual Studio Code. If you have no idea and you just would like to have the latest one, right? From 8, from 11, from 15, you'd simply just select the radio button, press download. You can also select the file format in this case, and then you just press the blue area and it will download the stuff. You can select a distribution, as you can see here. This one will fall back to Zulu by default, and there's a simple reason for that, because Zulu just supports the most of the versions, right? From 6 to 17 EA, we have all the versions in Zulu. So this is for the default, that's an easy choice, right? Some ask for Adapt OpenJDK, but they, for example, doesn't support 7 and 6. So, which is the reason why we use Zulu in this case. Another one would be if you would like to drill down by version. So that means you get a list of all the maintained versions where you can select the major version, like 13 in this case. If you check the details button, you can then select what specific version of 13 you would like to have, then the distribution, and then in the end, the archive type, and then you can press the download button, right? So you can drill down by version. You could also drill down by distribution. So that means you select the distribution first, then you get the versions that this distribution has, the major versions, then the specific versions, and then the archive type. So you can drill down here, also possible. And in the last one, it's just a list of all the available JDKs, or let's say packages from all distributions, where you can simply select a major version number, a distribution or all distributions, a JDK or JRE, operating system, and an archive type. It's just different ways of working with the API to select the JDK or JRE for your download. This is at the moment not publicly available because we are working on that still. But as soon as it is finished, we will make it also available on GitHub. Then we also created some shell scripts because some people just like to use the shell to address the REST endpoints. So to use it, you should have JQ installed in your shell, which is for JSON for work with JSON in shell scripts. So there is a disco distribution, SH, the disco major versions, SH, and the disco packages, SH. And you can already guess, so it's really more or less the same as that you can also do with the directly in the browser or in your code. You just have, for example, for the distributions, you could either ask for a specific distribution version, or you can just call the distributions and you will get the list back with all the distributions available. The same goes for the major versions. You can ask for maintain true, early access true, general availability true, or for a specific version like version 11 in this case, and then you will get the list as in a JSON format. So it's more or less the same that we saw before, just from the shell script. And in the end, the packages, which is again the most complex one, but it offers more or less the same functionality as the rest, right? So you can here see there's a usage example, disco packages.sh, and then you can define where it should be downloaded. That's the dest. And then you can say the operating system, the version number, the distribution, the package type, architecture, archive type, and the release status. And then it will check the rest endpoint. If it's more than one, it will ask you if it should download the first one or if you would like to download all of them. And then you can just download it directly to the destination. And these scripts are also available on the https github.com Fuji 2020 disco scripts. So feel free to just take them, fork them. If you have ideas how to improve it, just let me know. So it's all up to you. So publicly available. That leads me to my last slide, which is this one. And again, you can see the link to the Disco API at GitHub and the link to our Fuji.io page. And here I would like to mention that this is not just for us. So if you would like to use the Disco API, feel free to use it. If you would like to improve it, go to GitHub, create a fork, create pull requests. So this is not something we would like to make money out of. It's just to help the community to get to make it more easy to get JDKs and stuff like that. So feel free to just contact us if you have ideas what could be improved. So you might have seen that we don't support any vendor information, and this is on purpose. So we would like to make it vendor neutral. So that in the API you won't find anything like this is Oracle, this is Azure, this is Eclipse or whatever. So we will keep it like that. And by the way, when I mentioned Eclipse, we will of course add the new Eclipse, I think Ternium JDKs as soon as they will be available. And the JDKs in our database will be updated on a daily basis. So that means it's growing, right? When we started, we had around, I think, 10,000 packages. At the moment, it's 15,600 or something. So it's growing with each build. Okay, so there's just one more thing I would like to mention, is that we are still looking for people at Azure. So if you are interested to work with us, just contact us and let's see if we can make something happen. And that's it. Thanks.